Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
The right wing. What is it? It's a broad coalition of different people, a lot of whom have different beliefs about the world and who see things very differently. And on it, even within the larger spectrum of left to right, if you even think that's something that applies anymore, there is, in the right wing, still a spectrum of left to right. And sometimes that breaches the boundaries. And that means that on the in some groups that are considered right wing, there are a lot of people that I would consider to be very, very left-wing, or at the very least, characterize as socially liberal to the point that they might as well be on the other side of the political spectrum.
Yeah, so they are our equivalents of champagne socialists, as I've said to you off-air. Calling them Bud Light conservatives is quite a good little moniker, and I think we've let far too many in, because the right-wing has been, or the conservative or the traditionalist sphere, whatever, has been quite accommodating since 2015 of people that go, well, I'm walking away and I left the left. You know, I was for drag queen story hour. I was for gay marriage. But as soon as they started trans and the kids, it was a step too far because it hit me in my pocketbook. And what I think we need is more effective gatekeeping and not just giving whoever decides to walk away 10 minutes ago an interview and a show on the blaze.
I would agree, but this is actually far... A much larger problem than just going back to 2015. The whole idea of the neoconservative has been something that has been going back to the 1980s, the 1970s, the 1960s. People who were broadly on the left, and then all of a sudden the left, as it does, goes even further and further and further left, and then they find themselves with the Overton window shifting, broadly speaking, on the right. And because the right is made up of people who desperately want to attend fancy dinner parties and are emotionally insecure a lot of the time and really, really want some kind of social acceptance because they see their own beliefs as being outside of the ordinary, and they want other people to add a prestige to their beliefs because they want to be emotionally accepted by other people, they will go along with it. This is why we see the ratcheting effect of the right becoming ever more leftist over the decades, which is just something that is an observable fact of reality. But before I go any further and talk about this, because what I am talking about, broadly speaking, is quite a lot of libertarians. Let's be honest. What I'm talking about here is very, very, very socially liberal libertarians who are leftists who don't want to pay taxes.
Brad Palumbo.
That's basically what I'm talking about here. Anyway, before I go any further, if you want an example of somebody who is broadly considered libertarian as well as conservative, who is actually very good on many issues and has a lot of interesting and true points to make in all of his work, you should go and watch Connor's discussion with Dan on Brokenomics number 18 on Thomas Sowell, who is a man whose books I have read. He always has an interesting insight to throw up that out there. He always has something that to say that will make you consider situations and events and just your framing of the world in a way that you hadn't considered before. He's very, very good on many things. What sort of things did you discuss in this conversation?
IQ disparities between groups.
Very interesting.
Yes. We did it in a very measured way and very balanced, and not one that will get my entire career burned down, I'm sure.
Well, so, Thomas Sowell doesn't, from what I've read on his talks on this subject, he doesn't just attribute it to purely biological
differences. No, he's not an essentialist, and he actually takes a anthropological and material analysis of the factors which can raise intelligence and entrepreneurialism and prosperity over time. And that's the angle that we took, among lots of other topics, including the black welfare state and things like that in America. And it was a really, really interesting chat. And I'm really glad that Dan decided to have me as a guest.
Yeah, excellent. So if you want to watch that, it's premium content on the website. And we do offer different tiers of membership. The cheapest one is £5 a month. And with that, you'll be able to access all of the fantastic work we do. So please consider signing up to the website for that. So the other week, Josh did a segment talking about a similar subject. He said he was approaching it from a different position, shall we say, because Josh is a libertarian. He considers himself to be socially conservative, but he is broadly speaking a libertarian. He doesn't want people to tax him. He doesn't want people to get on his turf, so to speak. And he made a lot of decent points in this discussion, and he even broached some of the subjects I'm going to be covering today. But I do think he is missing one big part of the analysis in this, which is that beyond anything to do with stated goals of a movement, the written ideals that you can find in a manifesto or such, what really is the most important part about any political movement is the quality and character of the people who make it up.
Yeah.
This is one of the reasons that we can be so critical of the Conservative Party in the UK, for instance, because they're all made up of people who are jelly-legged cowards who are more interested in being able to attend fancy dinners with their political enemies, who aren't really their political enemies because they all attend the same circles and they all operate in the same way and broadly believe the same things, which is why we get a Conservative Party that is far more leftist than even the mid-century Labour Party probably would have been.
Yeah, also this is why we have drawn fire over the course of the last year, because we decided to criticise the people that just appeal to free speech on the grounds that they can evade judgment for indulging in weird degenerate vices, because we've said that legal prescriptions against harm are not enough. You need a moral prescription to do what is good for you, not just what is the least harmful.
Well, I don't want to be throwing anything against our own audience, because our own audience, once again, is very broad and constitutes a lot of different people.
I didn't indict the entire audience. I'm merely saying that some people want to be classically liberal or libertarian just to evade any judgment or limitation on the kinds of vices they want to indulge in.
Yeah, that's the kind of subject that I'm talking about here. A lot of people who are attracted to libertarian hear the classic description of it, of socially liberal, fiscally conservative, and they basically think that means, oh, brilliant, I can smoke weed all day, every day,
yep,
while not getting taxed or told off for it. And you will attract the sort of people who end up thinking that. And that, once again, this doesn't cover all libertarians. There are people like Dave Smith, people like Tom Woods, like late-era Murray Rothbard, lots of people who are...
Hopper.
Yeah, Hopper, who are intellectually grounded, very smart people who have beliefs that I can agree with and have a lot of interesting and important things to say. But the fact of the matter is, the movement as a broad movement does attract a lot of, let's be honest, degenerates who just don't want to get taxed and told off for what they're doing. And I found a perfect example of this, and a lot of this will be coming off of the back of one tweet, but I think it's emblematic of the kind of symptoms that I'm talking about right here. So I saw this. This was a quote tweeted by somebody, but just to take a look at this. So this was a traffic stop going horrifically wrong for two police officers, ending in tragedy, as it says here. This is from the Southland Post. So if you wouldn't mind just playing a bit of the audio for us, we don't want to play the full clip here because it is... go back to the beginning and we can hear from the beginning.
Yes, I just used it because
Here's the deal.
I'm not
worried about the jackpot right now. So what I need you to do is step out of the vehicle.
What?
You have two choices. You can step out of the car.
Or I can drag you out.
Or we can tase you.
For what?
You're not.
This is your breaking.
Look, hey. Step out of the car. Now!
This is my
Do you want to get tased?
Why are y'all doing this?
Because you're refusing to follow a lawful order. I need you to step out
it's
of the car.
It's not a lawful order. No, y'all, that's... This is my car, y'all. Don't
Taser! I'm going to hit him. Are you ready?
Ready.
Just fucking...
Get out of the car!
Fuck you, dude.
Oh!
What the fuck?
Get out of the car! Fuck! Get out!
I think that's enough of that.
Fuck!
So basically what goes on from there, they try and drag him out of the car. They eventually get him out of the car. He pulls a gun on them and shoots both of them and eventually runs away. For some reason, there was a getaway driver who also ended up getting arrested after this. This footage is from 2020. But for the context, if we go to the next part, this is the River City Post was reporting on this. It was a man called David Ware who, judging by the way he was talking and his behavior, was not behaving legally. The context for this, the reason he was stopped in the first place, was because he ran a stop sign.
Right.
He ran a stop sign. They pulled him over and he refused to get out of the car. Now, I'm going to take the Chris Rock position on this, which is if you get stopped by the police, you behave politely and you follow their orders because they don't know what you're carrying, especially in America, where there are lots of guns and lots of things that can go wrong. They are on edge when they're interacting with someone like this. He was obviously high, listening to the guy's voice. Don't want to get out of my car.
Yeah,
man.
He was clearly intoxicated.
He was clearly intoxicated, and it turned out that he was carrying heroin in his car, which is probably why he didn't want to get out of the car and let them search his car. Okay. So instead of doing what they said, he escalated the situation and ended up shooting them. One of them died.
Right.
One of them died. It's horrible. The people who are involved in this, so Johnson and Zarkisian, those were the two officers. Zarkisian, I should say. Officer Johnson was the one who passed away the day after, sadly, after that situation. I didn't want to play the whole clip because you do see both of them get shot. And this person as well, he was found, eventually David Ware was found guilty by a Tulsa jury of first-degree murder. They only deliberated for 3 hours, so it's a pretty quick decision to make. Guilty of first-degree murder, shooting with intent to kill, possession of a firearm after felony conviction, possession of drugs with intent to distribute, and obstructing an officer. So I think he might be getting the death penalty. I'm not entirely sure.
Deserved.
I would say deserved. And as you mentioned there, he already had a felony conviction. So if we look into this man's background, what we see is in the next link, please, John. In 2006, he was arrested and booked into a Tulsa County jail in connection to second-degree burglary. In 2008, he was arrested and booked into a Tulsa County jail again in connection to second-degree burglary. And in 2017, so 9 years after that last incident, he was arrested and booked into Tulsa County jail in connection to drug and burglary charges. So this man, not a good person.
No, career criminal degenerate.
Refusing to comply with police officers' orders because of the fact he knew he was carrying illegal substances while carrying a gun that he wasn't allowed to because of his previous convictions, means that he escalates the situation out of fear for his own safety because he thinks, oh, I'm going to prison for this, because rightfully so, he's going to deal drugs to the local community, probably ruining some people's lives. He shoots somebody, ends up killing somebody. So if you want to be able to say, oh, he was just this would have been some victimless crime, he demonstrated the capacity for violence by escalating it in the first place.
Am I going to preempt the segment by saying that some libertarians have said, if these drugs were legal, he wouldn't have been in the situation to shoot the cops?
Close.
Okay.
Close. That is one point that will get brought up. I saw this through this tweet. A man called Dylan Allman, who I've not interacted with before,
what?
I don't know him, is... Do you know this person?
No, just what he said is unreal. Yep.
If the police officers would have just listened and obeyed him, they would still be alive.
Oh, the criminal's always in the right.
David did nothing wrong. Looks like defense against attempted kidnapping and robbery to me. Okay, I could just stop the segment here because I think I've demonstrated my point, because this is leftist thinking. As far as I'm concerned, basically, if somebody is coming into your neighborhood to deal drugs and potentially ruin the lives of you and your children and your community,
or driving while inebriated, so possibly causing a fatal driving accident,
and stopping by and running a stop sign, etc., 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 that's fine. Police shouldn't be able to do anything about it. Even from a libertarian perspective, like a hardcore, everything needs to be privately owned, including private security, private road perspective. Yeah. Okay, if it's a private road and somebody disobeys the laws on that road, then the private security firm should have the ability to be able to stop them and administer justice and enforce the rules as they are supposed to be, because otherwise you end up with a society that is pure chaos. This kind of logic does not even apply to that, to this statement, because this statement is basically saying, I want pure chaos.
It's just a pathological hatred of any authority.
I don't like chaos. Yeah. I don't like authority. I want these people to be able to roam free and destroy whatever community they want, because I don't like following rules, because in all likelihood, my parents were very strict to me when I was younger. Yes. That's the vibe that I get from this. And then I entered the horror show that was the replies. And if we want a demonstration of leftist thinking, I can only understand real life through movie references.
But that doesn't even apply, because Rambo was doing nothing. He wasn't inebriated. And then he was in the wrong when he decided to launch into a PTSD-fueled shoot-up of the police station. Like, that cop was an arse, but he also shouldn't have shot up an entire town with a machine gun.
I don't know about you, That sounds like cope, Connor. I think you're just not understanding that the point of America, what the founding fathers wanted when they...
was a Hobbesian war against all. Yeah, absolutely.
That's all that they wanted. When they established the libertarian free social society of America, what they wanted was for drug dealers to be able to go into every neighborhood, dealing drugs to your children and running stop signs, driving inebriated that could have hurt somebody if they don't manage to run off the road. All sorts. That's what Jefferson wanted.
Yeah, they weren't Christians at all.
Jefferson definitely didn't say anything along the lines of our society only applies to Christian people who abide by Christian moral laws.
I forget exactly which founding father it was, but he said our constitution is only fit for a moral and religious people.
I think it was Jefferson.
No, but it was John Adams.
Yeah, it might have been John Adams. But I'm shocked, honestly, that this wasn't a Harry Potter reference, because that's the level of leftist thinking that
OMG, police are literally Death Eaters.
OMG, this is just like in Order of the Phoenix, etc., etc.
Yep.
Then we get this next one, where they're just... plant-powered libertarian, liberty underscore vegan.
He looks like Tim Pool's doppelganger.
Evil Tim Pool. Yeah. saying in response to the original tweet, Ooh, that's correct. Most look at this and root for the literal kidnappers trying to take him to a cage for years. Is there a reason that he might deserve to be in that cage? Is there a reason that some people might deserve to be punished for the bad things that they do?
He murdered a man.
These kidnappers are trying to maintain law and order. I don't know if these people like that. These people certainly don't seem to, judging by their responses.
I'm fine to critique them enforcing bad laws, like the lockdowns, yes. But this wasn't a bad law because he was driving inebriated and could have hit a child.
You're right, because I think a lot of people do just conflate the idea that, well, the police will enforce bad laws against you. Yes, and I will criticize them when they do so. But running a stop sign, getting pulled over, refusing to obey the orders when it's literally just, can you step out of the car, please?
Yeah.
I have been pulled over before. It's annoying. I had done nothing wrong. But when the police officer said, can you step out of the car, please? Do you know what I did? I said, of course, officer. And I got out and he asked me to walk in a straight line. I walked in a straight line to prove I wasn't inebriated. And he said, oh, okay, that's all right. Please get in your car. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
This is coming from a guy who had one of the worst possible interactions with the police, where he was threatening to arrest me for something I didn't even say. I don't want to abolish them because of this scenario where a drug-addled felony career criminal decided to murder a police officer. Like, some reason, I'm not that sympathetic to BLM's talking points.
Yeah, these people just desperately want to be edgy, and they desperately want to be on the other side of the authority because they think it makes them special, unique snowflakes. Mm. Which is one of the reasons I'm calling this leftist.
Yeah.
Leftism, because this is leftist thinking. They want to be outside of the power structures, and they want to be the rebellious outsiders. I'm just like the rebellion in Star Wars. That's the kind of thinking that I'm
getting
from this.
That's going to get clipped.
A good point is made in this next one, where somebody points out the news article that you've linked said he was a felon with possession of a firearm and drugs with intent to distribute. This would be a good reason not to comply.
Hold on.
From his perspective.
Perspective. I was going to say, he wasn't justifying it. He was just explaining the mentality of the criminal.
I do think, sadly, later on, this person does go on to justify it. Yep. But without realizing, he made a good point. And if we go to the next one, this weed brain take right here, possessing firearms is good and moral.
Yeah, but not shooting innocent people with them.
Even if he had a bazooka strapped to his back, a bag full of C4 and fully automatic rifles in his base camp, there's nothing wrong with any of that. There is an argument to be made for these statements, but then he says, nor is it wrong to have drugs on you for personal use or to sell.
Yeah, I would say there
now,
is.
Now, there are many different arguments where it comes to the war on drugs, and I do think the libertarians make some good points. Yeah. They can point to somewhere like Portugal as something being a place where decriminalization of drugs has actually helped, but they do occasionally leave out some of the context of that, which is that Portugal decriminalized possession of drugs for personal use.
Yes.
They did not decriminalize selling of drugs.
Yes, this is the position that I have advanced to Josh, because I've said, okay, if you're sitting on your couch smoking weed, I might think it's a giant waste of time, but if you're selling fentanyl, I think that's deliberately poisoning someone. And it doesn't make a difference whether or not it's legal. We're talking about the personal morality of doing this. And the personal morality of him getting high and getting behind the wheel of a car, which could get into an accident and kill someone, like unfortunately it did for the sister of a friend of mine, that's reprehensible, and he deserved to be pulled over and put in the cell for the night for that.
Also, once again, even if this was a private road, private security officers on it, if he didn't obey the rules of the road, that would still mean that the officers would have the ability to pull him over and enforce the laws of the road. That's just the way it went. But it all reminds me of this. if we go to the next one. So here we see the classic image of the fall of Rome with a Chudjak in the front of it saying, but how does this affect you personally?
Yep.
It's just a victimless crime, bro. You don't need to worry about it, bro. It doesn't affect you personally if your son and your daughter and your friends and your family all become destitute drug addicts and the society around you collapses.
Civilization is just a collection of disparate individual actions. So if everyone checks out, if we universalize the I'm just going to sit in my dad's garage and smoke weed mentality, all the things you rely on, the lights, the sanitation, and that, just stop working. So
to connect it to our previous segment, if everybody just decides to sit around cooming to their chatbot replicas,
yeah,
then society collapses.
It discontinues.
If nobody's picking up the bins, if nobody's maintaining the water pipes,
if nobody's having kids.
Yeah, if nobody's having kids, this happens, and this guy comes up to you smugly and says, but it's not affecting you personally, bro. Just get with the times, bro. And then another person made a good point, saying, read the article, the guy was high, carrying illegally convicted, he was a convicted felon, and had a bunch of drugs on him. Cops did not seem to be abusing power in this one. And then we get this big brain genius with this epic own on Twitter.com saying, your boots, sir, with this gif. Wow.
Yeah.
What a spectacular argument has been forwarded here.
I watched Dead Meat on occasion as well. This is what this is from. And he just sort of dropped leftist references to political candidates within his videos, and I was like, right, I'm checked out.
So here's another reference to the leftism.
Yep.
If you want the most damning indictment of all of this, we can go to the next one and find the same person just posting ACAB, a literal BLM leftist slogan.
Yep.
So if the evidence wasn't already convincing enough, they are literally throwing out leftist slogans about how all cops are bastards, when within the conception that I have read of a libertarian society, there would still be law and order, conceptually speaking. Abstract. I don't believe that the ANCAPistan would be able to work outside of a tiny self-policing community. It wouldn't be able to apply to a landmass like the United States, for instance, on the overall, over the top of it. But none of them have any disagreement with the idea of law and order. They just have disagreement with the way that it's administered.
Even within that, you said self-policing. There would need to be some kind of armed security force that enforces a set of moral standards to keep the community together. We're just talking about scale here.
Yeah, when you get people like this, I can't in good faith believe any of the talking points that these people will put forward about them wanting law and order. It's not about, it's, anarchy doesn't mean no law, no order. It just means no masters. No, I don't believe you when you're putting forward ideas like this and using these kinds of slogans. And if we go to the next one, because Rothbard himself would not agree with any of this, certainly later era Rothbard. Now, Josh referenced this article because I shared it with him in the last segment that I was talking about, where he was talking about the conservatives not understanding libertarianism. But Rothbard himself would not agree with any of these talking points. Rothbard would be in support of the police officers, just as Rothbard came out in the early 90s in support of the officers who supposedly assaulted Rodney King. This was something that he came out in favor of, saying, well, he was high, he was a felon, he had been driving erratically and led them on a 120-mile-per-hour police chase through LA for over an hour, and then he refused to comply with their orders, spat in their face, didn't lie down when they asked him to lie down. Were they supposed to just let him get away with it? Were they supposed to just let him run away or assault them? What were they supposed to do? And in here, in this article on right-wing populism, Rothbard puts forward his idea, his 8 points for what you should do, what you should advocate if you're going to try and get political power. And one of his big things, point four, which I think is very applicable and very relevant here, is take back the streets, crush criminals. And by this I mean, of course, not white collar criminals or inside traders, but violent street criminals. Robbers, muggers, rapists, murderers. Cops must be unleashed and allowed to administer instant punishment, subject, of course, to liability when they are in error. And I don't see anything wrong with that statement, but I can't help but feel most of the people we have been referring to in this segment would be screeching, they would be ringing at a statement like this, because they are not right-wing, despite the fact that libertarians are broadly identified as being on the right or just associated with the right. They are not right-wing. They are not people who care about law and order. They are leftists. They want anarchy in the streets. They want chaos. And while there are people like I've mentioned, Dave Smith, Tom Woods, Hopper, Rothbard, especially this era Rothbard, plenty of others with really good, intelligent things to say and great points to make, the kind of people that I have highlighted in this segment so far have been and always will be enemies to any kind of stable society that we want to plan for in the future.
We hope you enjoyed that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters. If you did enjoy, you can go to our website and get the podcast in full for free, and also pay as little as £5 a month to get access to all of our premium content and help us keep the lights on. Series such as mine and Harry's Comics Corner, where in this episode we took a look at the first part of Berserk, that is the Black Swordsman and Golden Age arc, with the second part to come. If you'd like to find out all the rest of the content that we're putting out, you can follow us at lotuseaters_com on Twitter and on Getter. Until next time, goodbye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
In a quiet Chicago suburb, a star wrestler goes missing weeks before his high school graduation, shattering his mother's carefully curated image of the perfect family. Upstanding Young Man by Sharon Doering is a pulse-pounding thriller with complicated family dynamics, perfect for fans who love suspense. NYT bestselling author Reed Farrell Coleman describes it as tense, evocative, and surprising. Upstanding Young Man grabs you and won't let go. Available now wherever books are sold.